For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Sheila Temple, iSmile Coordinator with Washington County Public Health. For kids, how young should you start them with a dental care routine?
Actually, you start as infants, getting them used to you being in their mouths. You actually take like a small damp wet washcloth or 2x2 and actually wipe those tissues down. You want to keep the bacteria load down, get them used to you being in their mouth, because it's really important because they are starting to teethe. You'll start seeing them drooling a lot, even as early as 2 to 3 months old. So really important to keep the bacteria load down, getting them used to you being in their mouth and used to checking their gums and their teeth.
And how important is catching things that may be going wrong in their mouth?
That's where it becomes really important. The pediatric guideline recommendation is actually that kids be seen by that first year of age or within 6 months of that first tooth developing. And the reason is they want to catch things early. They want to get some of those preventative things they can do to those teeth, especially in high-risk children. If they catch things early, there's a lot of preventative things they can do. If they have something small, they can do a very non-traumatic type filling, sealants. There's all kinds of different things that they can do that are a non-traumatic way of treating that child if they catch it early. If they wait until it becomes a full-blown problem, then obviously it can cost up to thousands of dollars. And at that point, it does become a little more traumatic for kids.
Looking at kids in general and their attitude towards going to the dentist, I know I didn't appreciate going to the dentist as a kid. How do you avoid that? How do you make them see it as a non-problem?
That's part of the getting them in early. It becomes a fun place to go. It becomes very non-traumatic for them. They go, they get their teeth tickled and cleaned and checked by the dentist, and they get a new toothbrush many times. It just becomes a really fun place. We like to make it a fun environment for kids to go because they want them to make a lifelong goal of going every 6 months.
Is there anything you can do besides flossing and brushing their teeth to avoid cavities down the line?
Oh, definitely. You want to make sure you're brushing with them 2 minutes, 2 times a day, getting all that plaque off, lifting the lip, getting the plaque next to the gum line. Use a very small amount, the dentist recommended amount of fluoride toothpaste with the correct amount of fluoride, so that you're getting a little bit of topical fluoride to those teeth every day to help make the enamel strong, and making sure that you limit sugary snacks. Sugary snacks, pops, anything with citric acid, especially in between meals.
When kids do start teething, is there anything that you can do to reduce the pain that they might be feeling or the irritation?
When kids are teething, there's several things that you can do to help that teething. The hard teething rings without the liquid are really good, and you can put those even in the freezer so they're cold when they're biting on them. You want to stay away from the liquid-filled ones, especially as they get teeth, because they can actually bite through them. If they have really severe teething pain, you can use the doctor-recommended amount of Tylenol or ibuprofen, whichever they would recommend for their age and their weight. You do want to stay away from the Orajels and also the teething tablets, because some of the ingredients in those can actually block oxygen to the brain, and they can be fatal if used incorrectly.
How important is it to keep germs away from your child, specifically from you as a parent?
The research shows that actually the strep mutans that cause cavities are actually passed from parent to child, typically the mother, and part of that is because they like to eat off your spoon, drink out of your drink, they want to grab your toothbrush and try and brush their teeth, things like that. So you just try to avoid those saliva sharing things as much as possible to help avoid passing those germs on. Typically, there's a window of infectivity, which is about 6 months of age until about 3 years. And that's because they typically want to put everything in their mouth. They typically want to use your things. So that's usually when that strep mutan is passed on from a parent who has had previous cavities, especially if you've had cavities as you were growing up. I know most of us who have had cavities, you don't want your child to have to go through that either. So you definitely want to kind of avoid that as much as possible. There is an ingredient called xylitol that they have in some of the sugar-free chewing gums that actually research has shown if you chew that 2 times a day for 30 minutes each, that actually helps reduce your strep mutans. So you're less likely to pass them on.
That was my conversation with Sheila Temple, Washington County Public Health iSmile Coordinator. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.